So I hope the Just Preside guided meditation has been working well for you. And if it is working well for you, then you are pretty much set. You should be able to use this one forever with no problems. And if you do it regularly, just like with any kind of training, your meditation, quote unquote, muscle will get stronger. And by meditation muscle, I mean the muscle of your non-thinking mind. So if monkey mind is your thinking mind, then when you meditate, you are flexing and training your non-thinking mind, which is a very powerful thing. And as this happens and you progress with your meditation practice, your monkey mind will naturally go into alert mode. And if it is a good, strong, healthy monkey mind, which I'm sure it is, it will escalate its efforts to stop your meditation. Now, in a separate video that I'll send you in a little while, I actually go through in detail the 9 different levels that monkey mind will escalate through to get you to stop meditating. And in its own mind, it's to get you to stop meditating for your own good, right? But really quickly, in this first week or two of meditation, one thing very simply you may run into is monkey mind may say, oh no, you know, not this again. The sponge meditation again for like, you know, the 6th time this week, really? That's totally boring, right? And of course, it's a totally natural reaction. And I just want to give you a little bit of guidance on that. So there are 2 ways to deal with this, right? So the main way to deal with this, of course, is to learn a diversity of other techniques, maybe 5 or 6 additional techniques, and then just to rotate across them regularly so you can always keep it fresh. And for Preside meditation, as we get more guided meditations from the Preside library prepared, we will let you know that as well. But barring that, if your monkey mind is totally chattering away and resisting meditation, you can also just take a break from meditation for a few days. It is totally okay to accommodate your monkey mind when it complains a lot, especially if you do so consciously. So you can say, all right, I'm going to stop for a few days and see how we feel at that point and then figure out what to do from there. And if you do it this way, your monkey mind over time will be less frantic when you do come back and ask it to quiet down the next time. And the reason for this is because you are establishing a kind of easy, you know, give and take with it so that there is looseness and flexibility and even trust there, right? And this, I think, this feeling of give and take, you will find to be a very powerful tool in managing your monkey mind over the long term. Because, you know, it's not going anywhere. It's going to be there protecting you, you know, forever. And you've got to learn how to have a give and take with it and work with it. So when you see monkey mind kind of as a partner and not just as an obstacle to be overcome, it can be a very, very powerful thing. So I hope you found this helpful, and please feel free to contact me with any questions you may have.